Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Angel Manghul. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Rudy moves to second. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Campaneris scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fosse moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Fosse moves to third. Green moves to second. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fosse tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jeter. Bando reaches second base with a double. Green scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fossey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hairston moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. Manghul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tenarche moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tenarche scores. Manghul moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jim McLaughlin now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manghul scores. Fossey moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Fossey trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kubiak now playing shortstop. Billy Conigliaro now playing left field. Phil Garner now playing third base. Pat Bourque now playing first base. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fossey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeter hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Athletics. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Reggie Jackson. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Brinkman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-for-1 in the game. Bourque takes first base on ball 4. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing right field. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeter moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Jeter moves to third. Alvarado moves to second. Horacio Pena now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeter scores. Alvarado scores. Hairston moves to second. It's 10-4, Athletics. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bourque scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Hairston moves to third. Melton moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hairston tags and scores. Melton tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-5, Athletics. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Kelly now playing center field. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo strikes out. Brinkman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Trillo out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Johnny Jeter. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Terry Forster pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.